Perhaps you feel you have heard the word of Jesus Christ, but you have not heard it until it becomes action. When you hear and really hear the word of Jesus Christ, it is somewhat akin to the sensation and experience you have if you suddenly run upon the Grand Canyon for the first time and stand breathless. You begin to behold. To behold is something outside of anything you do with thought. You are carried into a new elevation. So when you hear, actually hear, the words of Jesus Christ, you begin to experience the same dimension. In other words, you begin to understand things that have been so vague and impossible before. The word suddenly becomes flesh. And then you try to do these things from a human standpoint, and they will not work. You may say peace, but nothing will take place until it is uttered from the elevation of the spirit of the consciousness. And then a sudden merging of matter and flesh take place. The healing takes place. How do they do it? It's beautifully explained by Jesus when he said, I go unto the Father. So we go to the place and see Jesus in one of the many situations he got into, and we see what he did. When he came to a difficult situation, he spent no time arguing pro or con. He simply said, I go to the Father. That is such an abstract statement, it means virtually nothing to the average person. Nothing that Jesus said means very much until you hear, not the dead letter, but you hear. When you hear a word, really, the dead letter falls away and the word becomes action. So we see Jesus faced with 5,000 problems, 5,000 men that had been following him around were unable to help themselves. And they presented their problems to him with a very definite idea. You brought us out here, now work this thing out. But Jesus was not going to work it out. His work was effortless. It was unconditioned. It is a thing to be marveled at because it has nothing to do with human thought. He said, who by taking thought can do anything at all? And why will you try to think a condition into existence that does not exist to you? So he said, I go unto the Father. He asked all his disciples. None of them could answer what to do, although they had been with him for 3 years. You are in the same place. You are faced with the same thing. But fortunately for you, Jesus worked out the problems on such a scale that your little problem would appear to be absolutely nothing. So he said, I go unto the Father. He was standing before 5,000 men or more, maybe 15,000. Where did he go when he went to the Father? What did he do? And that is the thing that until you hear, you will not be able to have the success that Jesus had in his work. When he went to the Father, he did not budge physically an inch. But he did blend with the One. He knew that God is one, and God is intelligence and spirit. And when he blended with this spirit, even as a drop of water blends with the ocean, he became one with it to such an extent that the little picture that was in the mind of Jesus, in the mind of you, suddenly was dispelled, even as the dirt and filth in the drop of water is immediately cleansed when it touches the ocean. When it becomes one with the ocean, it is a majority in that field. And when you become one with God, you are also a majority. So we see Jesus standing there, and the perimeter is suddenly lost, and he becomes one. He went in and came out. He went in and came out. He was able at any time, any place, out of the most terrific conditions, to suddenly go in or let go of his little personal limitations and become one with God. Then the majority, or then this great force, was able to pass through this one point of expression. When you become inactive, the power of spirit has a free field to express through you, and something can take place. But as long as you're fighting and antagonizing, and what you call knowing the truth, which is denying evil, and which is working against evil, and which is trying to make God do your bidding, nothing very much happens. But the minute that you stop the action, when you too come to the place that Jesus came, when he said, I can do nothing of myself, and then he was very smart. He didn't try. But man says all these words and repeats them, and then he immediately tries and works and struggles to make the thing happen that he wants. The thing you want to happen is not the thing that should happen. The thing that should happen is the revelation of the Almighty, the Spirit, which will show to you that which already is. You see, we use nothing but the words of Jesus Christ. We are through with all man doctrine and man teaching and everything of that sort. He said very plainly, I go unto the Father. It is there. And he said, when you pray, believe that you receive, period. That's the end of it. But until you believe, it is no use rattling words off to this imaginary God that you have, that you think will stop in his great manifestation and come down and do something for you. When you touch the infinite, he has nothing to do but to reveal himself to you. So he said, before you ask, I will answer. The answer already is. That's why you're asking. But we have gone so far afield in the ancestor teaching that we have not known or seen that all we must do is to make the recognition. Prayer is nothing but recognition. It is a recognizing of that which is. And when you do that, you have done all you can do. So we hear Jesus saying, I can do nothing of myself. And the disciples are standing around wondering how he was going to handle 5,000 problems. They had seen him handle single problems many times with great success. But they wondered. So he went to the Father. Isn't it important that you hear that now? You've read it 1,000 times. You've heard it 1,000,000 times. Isn't it important that once you stop this busy little mind and really hear what he did? He went to the Father. He went in and come out. Even as I said, the drop of water goes in and comes out. And when it comes out, it is purified. When it goes in, it is filled with filth and the dirt of human thinking. So he went in and he came out. Are you beginning to hear a little bit? Are you beginning to hear? Can you hear just a little bit? If you can, you will begin to see the dead letters breaking away from the word. You will forget your problem entirely, just as Jesus forgot problems that he was confronted with at that time. He was concerned with one thing only, and that was that he became one with this universal spirit. This is true for anybody. This is true at any time, at any place. There is no locality, there is no situation, there is no anything that can take place in your life that cannot be instantly dispelled if you could see, if you could hear, if you could go in. Can you hear me? If you too could let go of your little preconceived notions and ideas, if you could let go of this John Smith with all the things he is struggling with in life to acquire and go in, you could also come out. Finally, you will begin to see something beyond this. You'll begin to see the Spirit and begin to feel and contact the Spirit. It is so terrific that he says, whatsoever you ask in my nature, that give I unto thee. There is no limitation on it. And of course, it sounds too good to be true, or sounds like some modern day publicity stunt to sell you something. It is nothing but part of this magnificent thing called the way of life that Jesus Christ came and gave you. And he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, that give I unto thee. So 1,000 have screeched from the housetops for things in the name of Jesus Christ and have gotten absolutely nothing. And they will get nothing until they know the nature of that name called Jesus Christ. It is a blending of matter and spirit. It is the place where the invisible can come down to visibility. I am giving you a lecture. It is inaudible. I do not know what I am going to say exactly. The moment I get out of the way, it begins to come through. Because there is another law, And that says you do not need to think what you're going to say. Open your mouth and I will supply the words. But people try to think to open their mouth. They try to think they are going to sneak up on this in some way. And then they will be a magician, and then they will do these things. But that will fail, and they will fail with it. You are in a new day now, as never before. This is a time when unexpected and unheard of things are taking place all over the world. Science has reached tremendous heights. It is going way beyond the chicken and the egg and the egg and the chicken. It has broken through many of the limitations that the former scientists thought was the end of the thing. But the science of Jesus Christ, this blending, which a child can do, is so much more wonderful than that what a man is trying to do and struggling to do, in spite of all the wonderful things he has done. And he says, I go unto the Father. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And about the only part of that that people have heard is sheep. And they feel, many of them think, that they must run around like a lot of benighted sheep. It is only an illustration to show you that the voice of the shepherd speaks the word if you hear it. But if you do not hear it, it is nothing. You are trying to heal the sick. You cannot heal anything, yourself included, unless you proceed along the lines that Jesus gave you and he said you must hear. How can you hear as long as your mind is a noisy clatter of every word or idea you've ever taken up? He said, be still, period. That's all. Be still. And then he said, whatsoever you ask. Whatsoever you ask. This is why he said so often, go in and shut the door. People want to sit in the open place and talk and praise God and all that so that men may hear it. Nothing will happen. But if he ever does go in and shuts the door and shuts out all this rabid personality he has and is still, presently he too will see what Jesus saw and experienced when he saw the outlines of the thing move away. So he went in. He went in. The outline, the limitation. He took the 5,000 problems in the mind of Jesus. That was the dirt that the drop of water took to the sea. He took all that in with him, but he came out with nothing. And immediately all the vacuity in the human mind began to fill. And it would have filled for 100,000 or 1,000,000 because it was pouring from the invisible into the visible through the only thing that could do that. That is, that Jesus Christ was a combination of matter and spirit. And again, so strident and so terrific, he said to you, the works that I do, you can do also. And most people treat that as some religious saying of no force or no power at all. And so it is, until you, in some way or other, see that you must fold your tent and steal silently away. This doesn't make some holy man of you, or this doesn't make you an ascetic. This doesn't make you some funny creature with a new creed preaching. This makes you alive into the kingdom of heaven that you live in right here and now. He said, this is the kingdom of heaven. Pretty soon you will begin to see the infinite laws he gave you, which have not been understood at all. So the people perish right in the midst of everything because they cannot take it. You know that wherever you are, it makes no difference. When you make this connection with the one, you are a majority, and whatever is necessary, and I mean this literally, not symbolically, I don't care what it is, I don't care where you are, I don't care what the situation is. Whatever you need will appear if you can see that thing. If you can let the little John Smith go. He had to leave Jesus go. He said, I can't do a thing with him until I blend with this thing. Well, first you have to recognize there's something to blend with. And that which is to blend with is that universal sense of life. It is everywhere, even in present. But we get lost, hypnotized by human thought, from walking up and down and to and fro in the kingdom of heaven, and finally we come to the place that you must work out your living by the sweat of your brow, and that you too can be in the desert without bread. But not anymore. Not anymore. When you see what he said to go in and come out. When he went in, he lost the perimeter. He lost the little old John Smith with all his problems and all his ideas and all his wants and desires. And he blended with this thing. and the substance poured out and filled everything and overflowed. I know it is a miracle. And what is a miracle? A miracle is the work of God. Well, then why should you stand aghast at the operation of God in his own universe? Then a miracle must be the natural. It must not be the unnatural thing. The unnatural thing is that you, born of God, living in the kingdom of heaven, having been given all the rules, would find yourself crying and begging for a crust of bread or for anything else when he said, take it if you want. Whatsoever you ask, take it. You can't do it until you can do it, and then you can do it. And you can only do it when you believe. And it is no churchianity, it is no religion, it is nothing. It is a way of life. Jesus had no religion. I have nothing against religion. It is beautiful and wonderful. But we are talking about the operation of the law. We are talking about something else. We are talking about something that you, the little thing, has never done anything, or you, the great thing, has done so much, can instantly acquire and use. So he went unto the Father. He was not afraid, standing before 5,000, all of them ready to point their finger at him in derision. He went to the Father. He didn't budge from where he was standing. He went in. The drop of water went in. The drop of water came out. Jesus came out, and all the dirt of human belief was gone, and the substance flowed free, and the 5,000 had their fulfillment, and 12 baskets were left. It is thrilling when you begin to hear the law of Jesus Christ. I am not talking, as I said to you, about metaphysics. I am not talking to you about demonstration and all the rubbish and truck that you can be made successful by a little thinking. By hypnosis, you can carry yourself up to a certain point, and that's the end of it. But by this, you can open doors that you have never dreamed of, and the talents will flow and flow and flow. Running water never tires. The motion of this great power passing through the temple will acquire and will beget all that is necessary to carry on the harmony of your life. So he went in and he came out. Are you beginning to hear a little that the words you speak finally comes out from the dead letter? That the word you speak finally becomes action itself. And so when you are told to rise, the word rise, the dead letter gives way, and you see a motion taking place in the body. And when he went to his Father, after he came out, a motion happened, and the substance poured through into manifestation. I know your human mind does not believe, and it says, flee, and with no uncertain terms, from the man whose breath is in his nostrils. He does not believe anything. But just so sure as you can go in and shut the door, just so soon as you can let go of all the funny ideas that John Smith has about life, he may be very literate, he may know, he may be a person in great authority. He is utterly hopeless in face of this great law that was given by Jesus Christ. Remembering, too, that it is not religious, it is a way of life. It is a thing that the thing lying in the gutter can instantly avail himself of. It is a thing that the thing dying on the bed can instantly avail himself of. But he can't unless he can, and then he can. And that's the fix you're in. You can't unless you can, and then you can. There will be no argument, because you are too smart to argue with a thing with a breath in his nostrils that knows nothing but evil. You will go in and shut the door. You will go in and come out and find pastures. Out of the desert you go in, and you come out and find pastures. You are beginning the appropriation of the word of God. Can you hear a little? Can you see how those dead letters fall off, and the spirit of the consciousness comes up through you? I know that you are not worthy of it, and you don't understand any of it from the human standpoint. There is no understanding. The minute that reason comes in, inspiration goes out. You go in and come out. Why don't you be still? Why aren't you very still and stop all that thinking until there's nothing there but a blank, and then you will begin to be impressed by something. I will walk in you. What will walk in you? What is it? Can you demonstrate that? You cannot. I will talk in you. I will sing and dance and play, and a thousand other things I will do through you, because that is the way of spirit. My words, can you hear me now? I'm talking to you from 2,000 years ago, really. This is what was said through the body of Jesus Christ. My words are spirit. They are not these funny lettered things. They are spirit, and they are truth. And they shall not. Did you hear that? It says they shall not return unto me void. Can you hear me now? Can you? Can you hear a little? Or will you still use this stupid human mind and try to reason it out? Will you be still? Will you go in and come out and go in and come out and see the drop of water blend with the sea and see the perimeter of your human thought give way to the inspiration of the Almighty, which will lead you into all things? Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Do you believe? Belief is recognition. Prayer is recognition. When you pray, when you recognize, you go in, you go to the Father, and you come out with a flow of substance filling every vacuity of the human mind. Can you hear? Are you listening? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You go in and come out.